My name is Serena True. I'm 17 years old. Today is June 4th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Stephanie Mang, who is my mother. We're recording this interview in San Diego, California. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child, or how would you describe yourself?
Okay. How do you start it? What part, like... It's so much to say, like family or friends or, you know.
Well, you can just talk about, like, yourself or your family. It doesn't really matter. Like, whatever comes to mind.
Okay, when I was a child, I was a hardworking. Yeah, I am a girly as I am right now, but also a tomboyish too. My mom was really attached to me when I was young, because I'm the youngest one, so I'm her favorite. So I remember middle of the night, she always wake me up and ask me to go bathroom with her, because she's scared in the dark at night. Because we live in a countryside, there's no toilet there. So it's like basically like a hole, you know, that's how it goes like that. Of course, she sit over there a little bit far away. I'm sitting over here under the coconut tree, you know, over here waiting for her. I'm like, my eyes one open and one shut. So basically, I'm still sleeping. I'm sitting there waiting for her. And I got really kind of a grumpy. I said, why do you want to wake me up middle of night? Every night, you know. I said, well, because I love you. So you love me, you shouldn't be wake me up, you know. But I was trying to be pleased her. I still go anyway. So I was sitting there waiting for her. So, So when I was little, you know, my country somehow, I don't know why, but I love my teacher. All my teachers, I really respect them. So I always happy to see them out on the street, you know, something like that. I also have a big family, and a lot of sisters, it's 11 of us in the family. Of course, one by one, every year get married, there's a lot, and a wedding. So there's a whole neighborhood, like tons of people come over my house, so it's so much fun. So I guess I enjoy that a lot.
How did you decide or come up with our names?
Well, first of all, Serena is my oldest one, and her name's Vietnamese name is Yu Ying. So Yu Ying is mean you. It's like Yu Yang. Yu Yang, that means like girly, but like conservative girly, property girl, kind of. More like that. And also Ying is like, Ying mean like peace. So I want my daughter in the future, you know, when she grown up, she have peaceful life and happy. So that's what I want to name her for. And also my second one's a daughter, her name's Celine. But by Vietnamese name, it's Yu He. Yu He also, Yu also like a Yu Yang, like, you know, like Serena. But He is mean like in Vietnamese, like when you have a party or something like exciting, it's she always like, He is mean like happy, joys, you know, because you're always laughing and your whole face when little, she always like smile, always laughing. So it's like a happy face. So that's what it means. So I want her life always happy. And my third one, Maya True, also Yu Hung, also very similar. Hung's like Hung Huang. Hung Huang, I mean like energy, like party, like somehow, how do I explain it? Right, it's like basically similar to like happy and exciting life, you know, which she is right now too. She's always excited, always full of energy and happy. So so far they are like what I named them. So and my little boy, his name is Bentley Drew. So his name in Vietnamese is Thien Hao. Thien Hao is, so I want him to be grown up as a boy. Like Thien is like in heaven, kind of a
divine,
yes, like that. And also Hao is like, I mean, a hero, like, cause like my kid to be helpful, be help others people to be, and you know, surround. Basically, I want my kids all helpful and love, you know. Help others, yeah. That's what it means for teen house, so.
Okay, then. What was I like as a child? Was I like you in any way?
Yes. You know, when I first bought my house, Serena's only like barely a year old. So, of course, I take her with me to check out all the new houses. And I remember that every single house that model homes, I go check it out and then put her in a bed. Oh, she just loved it. She loved to be in the bed and jump, like laying there, like feel really happy, like very comfy bed. So every single time I can see that every single house that we try to look, you know, looking. And my memory is like she loves to see new houses, like a feel the bed somehow. And also, I guess I never spend money on toys for her because she loved to go to my kitchen because I have a kind of big house and the kitchen's very big and the floor and all the pot and pan and the island. So she loved to get all the pot and pan and play, make noises by then. And also, when she grown up, like about 3 years old or something, 3-4 years old, I bought her like a tricycle motorcycle, like a small mini one for her. And a backyard, I had a big backyard as well. So she enjoyed running around, as I remember. And she's very cute. a very cute girl, so. And also, of course, I'm very girly. So she's a girl and I love to dress her up and take picture of her every day. And I put a lot of clips in her hair, make her post it, like look at the roses so I can take a picture and she doesn't like it at all. She's like even crying, but she's trying to also, you know, post it. Some of the picture looks really cute and some picture she doesn't like it at all. Her face like crying, you know? So that's what I did when she was little, but now I can't do that anymore.
What do you mean? I still take pictures.
I know, but I can't force her to dress what I want her to dress.
Oh, true. Okay, then, was I like you in any way?
Yes. When I was younger, even at a young age, somehow my personality is very conservative. Very old-fashioned, yes. I don't like to go out with boys easily. You know, I would ask permission from my dad and mom, which still, they even let me out. I don't want to go out. Very conservative. Also, because I really love my family. I care about my family. So I don't want people saying anything bad about my family. Because that's how my country, it used to be when you go out and somebody say you're in the street and they say, oh, you're a bad girl. So I don't want that happened to say something bad for my, you know, family. So I always respect my parents. So as Serena, I say I'm like that too. She very conservative and also caring. I love my family. And so she is the same too. Love her family and caring. Of course, kind too.
What do you think I inherited from you? For example, like liking food, the same food or things or style?
Yes, you love peaceful, which I do. I love, like, you know, scenery. I love peaceful oceans, sunset, anything that's peaceful, I love. Which Serena too. And also, I love taking picture, like peaceful pictures, you know, any kind of picture to keep the memory, you know, trying to capture that moment. So she also do that. And of course, the one last big thing is that I love travel. Even now, I still do. And Serena also, she loves to travel. So that, for sure, she's like me that way too. So.
Okay, can you tell me one of your most memorable memories of me? And like, why are they memorable?
Yes, I remember when you was like turned 2 years old, exactly 2 years old. The first thing is trying to do potty train for you. Same day, you don't have any accident. There's no diaper at nighttime at all. That's it. I train you 3 days, you're done. You don't even have to wear a diaper. Again, there's no accident for you at nighttime. So you slept through. So that was amazing.
Okay, then how is it like for you to have 10 siblings?
It was nice, but I was the youngest one. But by then, I got controlling, being bossy by my older sister. So to do things and chores a lot. So that time, that moment, I'm like, oh, I wish I can be older sister so I can tell them to do just like what I did to me. But, you know, once you're a little kid, you always think something like that. But when I'm older, I'm really happy that I'm the youngest. So anyway, I'm enjoying being a family now, especially now older now. So also we have big family, so we have our whole life, of course. So we share a lot of things like clothing and when we go to a party, or, you know, we don't have a lot of party to go, but if we do, we share in clothes. So we don't buy new clothes, you know. We only have a few outfits a year, but that was really nice memory to think of, that we appreciate everything nowadays. So I think that's a good lesson for me now to think of.
Can you tell me about how you met Dad? What did you think of him in your perspective, or when you first met him?
Well, I met him by his uncle, because his uncle is my neighbor. But the first impression for me from him is he's really respect, you know. So that's my first thing. He respects my family. Also, he's kind. Well, also, he have a lot of credit from he's not smoking and no drinking, so that's a good part. Also, you know, he respect my family. To me, you know, if the person who loves me had to be respect my family, if they don't respect my family, that means they don't love me. So to me, I need to find someone who respect my family. So.
Okay. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Yes, my biggest memory about my dad, when I was like 7 or something years old, I remember 6 or 7, maybe even younger, I think maybe 5 or something. I remember he carried me village to village. I got very bad, I'm also very sick. So traditional, it's like acupuncture or something. That he take me to that person, but I have to go through village to village, which mean I have to see all my friends, you know. So I get really embarrassed that by he carry me in the back. So I remember that moment, that time I was really sick, but in my feeling, I feel really warm inside. I feel, you know, my dad lost me a lot, so stick with me until I've grown up now. And also when I grown up, since I was like 14 15, he still, every time he go to work, and he's a hard worker too, and it's really, really hot outside. I remember when he first walk in the house from work, and he get really sweating, and he gets really exhausted and tired, and he's just, first thing he saw me, he just want to hug, big me, give me a big hug and give me a big kiss in my forehead and say, like, give me a kiss. Oh my God, all day long I've been working hard and so tired, I'm exhausted. But coming home, give you a big kiss, make me feel so much better now. So I'm good now, I'm not tired anymore. So that carry, that's, at the same time, that time I feel kind of a little embarrassed, but at the same time I feel really happy, you know. But also we both, you know, he talk a lot. He taught me how to be, you know, when you grown up, or you know, when you be partnered with someone, or you know someone that will be cheated or not good person that you can't trust, but you don't want to be confront them to tell them how bad they are. You just like kind of quiet, have a, you know them, you're trying to stay away from them because you don't want to be create an enemy. So that's how you be have a peaceful when you sleep. So you don't have to worry about enemy, you know, to revenge you. So I think that that I carry that from what he told me even now. So I take that as a good advice for me. So I kind of feel proud that I learned a lot from him nowadays. So I try to pass it out for my kids as well.
And I do learn that from you, like, a lot from you, you know, when you talk to me about, like, life being, like, satisfying, or just being happy about simple things, you don't have to stress over things. And, like, if you don't like someone, or you try to find the good in someone, even if they're bad, look past their bad, you know, like that. So I do learn a lot of things from you, and I appreciate that you keep on talking about these things, and I hope you continue to do so because I like listening to them. Okay, moving on. What are you proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life? Or what are you proud of yourself for?
Well, I'm proud of my kids. I'm grateful to have almost four kids. That's a good kids, you know. That's I'm really proud of. And also, I always feel happy. I look back in the memory when I was young, I have a hard life. But that's make me growing.
As a person?
As a person, yeah, learning the whole way. But I think that's helped me to be succeed nowadays, even though I'm not a big succeed anything. But at least I feel very happy and grateful. And I always love to share that because I know how it feel when people need something. And I always want to help others too, like when I was that time when I need help. So I feel proud to share with someone who they need help. And I want to share the feeling with that person to help them feel better, as you know, money or advice or anything like that. So I always feel happy and proud if I can help someone.
For me, I feel the same way, because the only reason why I want to be successful or I'm trying hard right now is really to make you or give you what you deserve in the future when you're older, you know, because I appreciate everything you've done for me and dad as well, you know. So I just want to repay you back, and I don't know, just make you more happy, even if you say you're, like, you know, satisfied with what you have right now. Okay, how has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Well, I can never imagine that I'm here in the USA. I never thought of it that I'm here. And somehow I never have a dream. I know people have dreams, but I never thought myself have a dreams. But my dream, I think I somehow, my dream that I can help other people to being happy. Also, if I can have money, I would like to build school. The first thing, build school to help, you know, kids that they can't afford family, poor family, they can't afford to pay for school in the village. So that's the thing that I would love to do always. But I know I cannot do it by myself. But at least I, you know, whoever can do that, I always feel happy in my heart, deeply happy. If I see in the TV or news or something, I saw someone who do that, it make me feel really deeper respect that person and happy for that person can do something that they can, that I cannot do. Anyway, so I am happy what I am right now. So I'm very grateful, and I hope I can continue to how I feel right now. And I really appreciate it. I think I really believe in Buddha and always help me when I'm struggling. And I hope I continue in that to help my daughters, you know, my kids also have the same feeling as I do right now too.
So you're saying that before you really didn't think or didn't have any dream, but like now you have a dream and you want to help others?
Yeah, somehow I do have that dream when I was in 20 or something that time, but I thought that's like beyond for me for that time to do that, you know. I have a cousin that same age I do in the 20, and now she's a teacher right now. But I thought I can, you know, give her some money, work hard. I work very hard here, you know, 6 days a week. But I thought maybe I can save some money and send it back to her so she can help pay for her expenses, you know, at the school. But I think that's kind of hard for by myself to do that. And now I have four kids, and that's be impossible. But that, I guess that's just a dream, so.
Well, even if you can't do that now by yourself, later on, as your kids, we will be able to help what you want in the future, you know? So don't think it's impossible, because we will help you to get what you want. Because it's not something hard to do, to save money, like, each month for a few dollars, you know? Because, like, in the future, I also want to volunteer in, like, a third world country, you know, like in Africa or something. Like, I even told my friend about that too, like, to do in the future together. So it's not like you're alone in, like, thinking that. Okay, final question. Is there anything you'd like for me to do when you're older and when I'm older?
Yes, I think when I'm older, as always, I love to be peace, you know, peaceful life, and I just want to be simple life. So if I get older, I'd be really happy if my daughter can be able to can afford, you know, can be travel with me. Doesn't have to be the whole world, but at least certain village, you know, that if we can help others, you know, people, like donations, I help people, food or stuff like that, you know. Basically, get Vietnam or any other places, you know, that'd be great with my all my kids with me to do that.
Okay. Just actually one more last question. Is there any other place you'd like to go in the future? Because I'd like to take you when you're older.
I don't know. Not for this moment. I don't know exactly where, because I love to travel.
Or just a few places.
Yes. I always, you know, I love scenery. Of course, anywhere, it's fine. It doesn't have to be a certain place, but I love scenery. Beautiful mountains, water, green, anywhere like green tree, stuff like that that I love. I think China, I've been there not too long ago, and I love it. Also Vietnam too. So make me feel really good and a patient life to see other people still, you know, suffering there. So as I always bring some home, a good memory, you know, with my families, I'm happy my parents still alive and my family close, very close to each other, helping each other. And also that we can travel together too. So that's a really fun part.
Okay, thank you for your time. I enjoyed talking to you.